Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a
light. You shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo. Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Re-20-20. Catch up, get that water. Hide the east, son. Rockin' in that little tie. Yeah.
Hello. Sorry we're so late.
We're planning devious things.
We're being really silly in here. More like we do the hard searching so you don't have to for all the local new music.
The Lethal Refresh. We're back.
We keep it lethal and we keep it fresh.
Hello, I'm Jay.
I'm Danny. We are grateful to be broadcasting to you from the stolen and unceded land of the Hunkelmeanum-speaking Musqueam people. We broadcast all the way out to the unceded, a.k.a. stolen, no treaty, ancestral lands, all stolen, but no treaty here. That's why we say unceded. Ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people from the city that has been colonially labeled as Vancouver. And in saying this, it's imperative that we make the connection to the stolen lands of Palestine and the genocide that the Israel Defense Forces is committing to take control over even more of Palestine. And we stand with the people of Palestine and Palestinian liberation. Welcome to Lethal Refresh. We play all new music every Monday.
Back. We're here. We have lots of music today. Very lethal. We've been outdoors. We've been very outdoors.
School field trip summer.
We've been going to the beach, going to low tide.
Rocking in the low tide.
Exactly. That's what we've been doing.
We've been rocking in the low tide. We've got a song that could rock you in your low tide. We should get started on the songs ASAP because we have a lot for you.
Which song do you want?
Well,
what low tide song are you thinking?
Oh, well, you had one that you wanted to start with.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get really violent with the garden.
Well, I mean, a great follow up to that would be TJ Felix is in our intro. We love TJ Felix. And TJ Felix is in a new band called The Heterosexuals with Matt, Aris, Megan, and TJ. And they ask that we join them in having sex gay style. This album is only available on Bandcamp,
and
it's called Sex Gay Style, and it's by the Heterosexuals, and the art is really awesome, and we're gonna play what song from it for you?
It says we're straight. That's pretty awesome.
Let's play We're Straight, because we totally are.
No, like their bio says we're straight.
Oh, they have Maybe an we play. Already?
No, their bio on Bandcamp. Mm. That's like the only thing it says. Maybe we play. Let's play Drugs.
Let's play Drugs.
Drugs by the Heterosexuals from Sex Gay Style.
This debuted 4 days ago.
4 days ago. So enjoy this and the garden right after. Goodbye.
Meow.
People will sing along, about Halloween 2022. Watching the fireworks from your hospital room with you.
If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshie has you covered. Stop in today at Freshie on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshie on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshie, eat, energize.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's youngagrarians.org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
If you're...
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, we're back. Just heard three tunes there. The first one was Drugs by the Heterosexuals, off Sex Gay Style. The next one was Filthy Rabbit Hole by The Garden. And then after that was Pomegranate Seeds by Future Star off It's About Time. How do we feel about those?
I really like the Heterosexuals
track. I love that.
I'm really, really excited. I love this branding for it.
It also says recorded live off the floor at Redgate, so...
Oh, that's really awesome.
I guess they played maybe their first gig or like one of their first gigs at Redgate and then got it recorded.
Then never mind, it was released not 4 days ago. It was released June 28th, 2024.
It's pretty awesome. The cover is like a little cryptid. I don't know what is happening on the cover. It's not like a xenomorph from like Alien. It's like different. I don't know. I can only see one eye on it, but I'm assuming there's another eye.
The art's by TJ, and it's very TJ. We have a picture of TJ in the studio.
We do.
I forgot about that. I put that up there a while ago. Shout out the Heterosexuals. I'll be excited whenever I see them on a bill. Definitely would love to go to that.
And speaking of Heterosexuals, sadly, I think, The Garden.
The Garden. Yeah, I had never looked at what they actually look like before.
I have loved Fletcher and Wyatt for a very long time. But I assume, yeah, I'm just assuming things.
I don't know how to say other than, as a lesbian myself, they look like lesbians. And, like, I fuck with it. I like it. But I don't know, I can't tell how old these pictures are. Because some of them look like they were taken this year, and then some of them look really old. But I think they're all really old, and I'm trying to imagine what they would look like.
They haven't aged very much. They look very beautiful, in fact. Still, to this day.
Still releasing new stuff.
Yep. And Pomegranate Seeds by Future Star. They have a new release called It's About Time. It's out on Mint Records now. It reminds me a lot, the parts where they speak faster, it reminds me a lot of like Kimya Dawson stuff. Kind of has the same like tone and feeling to it. But yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Nikki. I think Nikki is who showed me The Garden.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it was Nikki, yeah.
Formed in 2011.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was older than that.
Yeah.
Word.
We're going to get real cool, though. We have some things on the way. There's a new Kim Gordon song. She dropped a new song. I guess it's like outtakes from her new album called The Collective. But ECRP by Kim Gordon. New Gadfly album, which I'm very, very excited for. Sense of Dread off their new record,
nice.
Sura. And then also, we're going to play a Journal song. You're going to need two guns to shoot me down, bud, by Journal.
Nice. What was the first one again?
First one was ECRP by Kim Gordon. So
I love reminding everyone that Kim Gordon was shot for Discorder in the 90s and was wearing Discorder Mag, our magazine here at CITR 101.9 FM merch.
Kim has great fashion sense.
Yeah, it was just like Kim wearing the Discorder merch in the 90s, which was cool. So there's already that connection there.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy, dear listener.
Enjoy.
Nervous.
Hello. Hello. We're back.
Hello.
You just heard three tracks. That last one was called You're Gonna Need Two Guns to Shoot Me Down, Bud, by Journal, off Journal. Before that was Sense of Dread by Gadfly. They have a new record called Sura. And before that was ECRP by Kim Gordon, who is 71.
Wow.
But shout out to Kim Gordon. She's still with it.
It's so, I always think my parents are like so old, and I'm like, oh, I don't blame them being so out of it and not knowing anything. And then I see people like Kim Gordon that are like in their 70s and are like in the scene, and it's so fascinating.
Yeah, you can be. You just have to try like a little bit.
It's really cool. It's just like, I still can't really wrap my head around that. Like, it's just so awesome, and I really hope I'm like that one day.
Yeah, and she's going to be here too.
Yeah, August 30th at the Commodore.
Yeah, Kim Gordon and More Mother, which is going to be great. I haven't got tickets to it yet, but maybe.
Maybe. I don't know anything about More Mother. Who are they?
You should check out More Mother. More Mother, there's lots. Actually, maybe we can play a More Mother song. Let's see. They do so many different things, like rapping, like spoken word stuff, like free jazz. There's a lot. A lot that
Jay's
goes
a big free jazz enjoyer.
I am a big free jazz enjoyer.
That's pretty awesome. I think I would like them, looking them up right now. That seems really cool. And then that last track was also really good.
Yeah, the Journal track. Shout out to Journal. I think they're from, I think they're from Cali. I think everyone is from Cali.
They're
from Phoenix.
A listener has asked, what was that awesome screaming shit just playing?
Yeah, that was Journal. That was,
It's gonna take two guns to...
It's gonna take two guns to shoot me down, bud. By Journal. They're from Phoenix. I'm wrong. I thought they were from Cali. They're from Phoenix. Shout out to Journal, though. One of my other favorite screamo bands, February, they just broke up very sadly.
So sad.
As I found them, like 2 weeks after I found them, they decided to break up. But...
I still have my laptop open to TJ's Instagram, and I just want to shout out again the Canadian Heritage Minutes video that they posted. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
It's so funny. I definitely couldn't play that on air, but it's second most recent post. It's really funny. I'll show you during the break. But yeah. Shout out all of these bands for always keeping it really real.
Shout out.
What's the next songs we're playing?
We got Seance by Centuries. They are also from Vancouver. They have a record called Snow is a Metaphor for Death, which I think we played a bit of a few months back, but we're going to play Seance. We're going to play D&M by McGee, who I've been obsessed with off Two Stars in the Dream, Police. And then after that, we're going to play What Happened by Fair Dorian. And I have a little story to tell about that one, but we're going to play these.
After see you on the other side, listener.
Some quick ads. Goodbye.
If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshy has you covered. Stop in today at Freshy on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshy on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshy. Eat, energize. Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything?
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Me. The mortal lies
Hey, hello.
Hey.
You just heard a whole bunch of songs there. I played an extra one. You just heard, the first one you heard was Seance by Centuries off Snow is a Metaphor for Death. Then you heard DNM by McGee off Two Star and the Dream Police. I love that song so much. Actually, this entire album, it has grown on me and a lot of people too. The one after that was What Happened by Fair Dorian. And that last one was Breach World by Polo Perks and Fear Dorian off A Dog's Chance. And those two last ones are very interesting. Because the last one, sampled a band that I know called, I think it's called, they're called Texas Is the Reason. It's like a, yeah, Texas Is the Reason. The song was, the sampled Do You Know Who You Are by Texas Is the Reason. They were like a emo band from the late 90s that dropped one album and then kind of disappeared off the face of the earth type of thing. They're back in sampled form in that song. The emo song got sampled.
The revitalization.
And the one before that, that was like, that was a Barataria sample, and I was just very confused when I heard it because I was like, oh, this sounds awfully familiar. But that Sentries track was really great too. It reminded me of precisely of the song All I Need by Radiohead. Just the kind of whispered vocals and the, I don't know, this like the synth bass on it was really,
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
In a very, very good way.
Yeah, in a very good way. Shout out to McGee too, who's coming to Vancouver again. Again. Yeah, was here time? Like a few months ago and is coming back again in the fall. But shout out. Are you going to say something?
Sorry, I'm just, my brother reminded me about this reporter for APTN that looks exactly like him. And I just like have it open on my laptop and it's really creeping me out. And I keep on just getting distracted. But yeah, welcome to Lethal. Thank you for listening to Lethal.
Welcome
we have
to
more
Lethal.
Coming. Hopefully Chris is still coming up next.
I think Chris will be here.
Usually he's here by now. That's
I
who
trust.
Will carry you next. Also plays new music.
Yeah, I trust in Chris.
Trust in Chris.
But we do have more tunes before we
How many
let you
more
go.
Tunes?
We'll see how many we can fit in. But we're going to play, the next one we're going to play is Walgreen. We're going to play Arrow to the Wind by Walgreen. They have a new single out. And then we're going to play Solenopsis by Ill-Considered off their record Precipice. Ill-Considered, I'm recently learning about, they're from London, like a London free jazz band. And they have a new record called Precipice, and we're going to play that song and see how far we can get.
Nice.
So enjoy these last two, and we'll probably say goodbye. But if not, Chris Horrific will be here
we'll
for parts
on.
Unknown. So enjoy. Goodbye.
Bye. Mm-hmm.